Minnesota Statute 245D and the Positive Supports Rule have specific requirements regarding the use of restrictive procedures. It is important you understand these regulations, not only to ensure you are in compliance with the law, but to keep yourself, the people you support, and others around them safe. As you have already learned, the use of restraint is not allowed under Minnesota Statute Chapter 245D unless the person poses an imminent risk of physical harm to themselves or others. At some point during your job, you may support a person who engages in interfering or target behaviors, which meet the criteria where an emergency use of a manual restraint would be allowed. You may be in a situation where you feel, due to imminent risk, an emergency hold is the least restrictive option to help keep someone safe, either the person themselves or other people, including you as a staff. On the flip side, situations may occur where tensions may be high and physical behaviors may be occurring or is a possibility, but an emergency use of a manual restraint is not appropriate or acceptable.